it's Tania, and welcome to the Moms for Christ podcast. I wanted to share a word that has been one of my favorites for a very long time, but has really hit my heart in a different way in the past few days, and it comes from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16, and it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile." This word really has hit my heart in such a way because I know that I have a son that's in high school. And in today's society, the last thing that I would ever want to tell him is to be a follower or to look like everyone else. But in God's kingdom, it's exactly what I want them to do, all of my children, to conform to the likeness and the image of Christ, to look like Christ, to be like Him. I want my children to have an understanding that God has the power to change us, to take us from looking and doing what the world does, to looking like Jesus and doing what He does, to looking like Christ. Some of the ways that we do this is looking to hold each other accountable. Just the other day, one of my children came to me because they saw something in themselves that didn't look like Christ. And they realized that this had been a pattern in their lives. And they said to me that they wanted to bring it to my attention so that I could hold them accountable. And we are willing to do that for each other because we want to hold each other accountable. We want to look like Christ. We want to be followers of Christ and do what Jesus did and walk like Him and talk like Him and be like Him in every way. A lot of times we tell our children to listen to their leaders, listen to their youth group leaders, listen to their children's church leaders and their teachers because they're following Christ. And you want to be just like Jesus. You want to follow Jesus, to read your word, and to make sure that what is in the word is the way that your life is being lived out. And if it's not, then to ask the Lord to help you or bring it to someone's attention so that you can live being accountable and making sure that you don't continue to walk in a way that is not Christ-like. And so my desire is that my children would truly conform to the likeness and the image of Christ, desiring to look like Jesus. And so would you join me in prayer today as we pray for the children, that their desire would be to be just like Jesus, to not be ashamed that they are followers of Christ, to not be ashamed to call themselves followers, but to understand that there is power in following the Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for the power of Your word. We thank You for the joy that is in Your word, Lord God, that You have called us to look like You, to walk like You, to talk like You, to move like You. And Lord, we pray for our children that their desire would be the same, that they would desire to be just like their Father in heaven, because You are a good Father and You know what is best for us. And Lord, we thank You that You have called us to look like You, to be like You, that You didn't leave us as orphans, but that You made provision and You made a way. And Lord, we pray that we would take every opportunity to move with You and to look like You, that Your Spirit would guide us and lead us to You every single day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's the prayer, that our children would desire to conform to the likeness and the image of Christ, being unashamed that the gospel has the power to change and transform us. God bless and have a wonderful week. I will speak to you soon.